only over here of the age.
Oh, bro, we gotta get the kids from Arkham
Sutra. I know, you always gotta get some.
Kids from Arkham Sutra, that's the biggest hack. Okay. Everyone wants to do what we're doing.
Pei Zion, got it? Tzvilas Mincha. Mishikvah Kibah Lavas Shabbos, Omos Makabal ready on himself the Shabbos. Kimishikvah Nichnas Eitzel Yom Shabbos, Ein Yachlus Val Shuv Tefillah Shokho. So we made a chilik, If your Kabbalah Shabbos was just by stopping to do malacha, you stop doing malacha, so that already, you can still daven mincha. But if you're Mekabel Shabbos, bepeh, you spoke out, I am being Mekabel on myself Shabbos, then one cannot daven mincha. Lefichach, amadayin lo yisbal mincha, az sarach lespal tefila Shabbos beiz pomim. So what happens when you miss mincha, you gotta daven ma'ariv twice. Okay, therefore, even shanoshim Mekabel Shabbos in Madlokah, since women, I'm a Kabbalah Shabbos with that locker. Three guys, the spala mincha koidim shmalikos. They have to do mincha before they light. V'chein, misha kibbal of Shabbos im hakal. Someone who's a Kabbalah Shabbos with the kal kigoyin ayde baruchu. Also, the spala mincha shachol. The spala shnayim shal Shabbos. And she damn twice of Shabbos. Umi komokim. Av shekva kasavno sheyachim nigra achatziba. Now, there's a halacha that if you belong to Tziba, let's say here in Yeshiva they decided to make an early Shabbat. Once the Yeshiva decides to make an early Shabbat, you're not allowed to do malacha because you belong to the Yeshiva. Whether you like it or not, you belong to the Yeshiva. And therefore, you become, however he says, that's only for Issa Malacha, that you cannot do malacha anymore. But in your mincha, you don't get pulled with them. The Yochel Spal Tzvilas Chol, Koz Man Shalik Yibo Ba'atzma Yisra Shabbos. You can still daven mincha as long as you were not Mekab Shabbos. But Ein Loi Lahaschil L'Spalo Oz Bebeis HaKnesses V'Mogim Shespalim Kibar Tzvilas Shabbos. However, go outside the Beis HaKnesses to daven mincha. Don't go home and daven mincha. Don't daven in the Beis HaKnesses. So that's the Halach Ba Mincha.
So if Yeshiva accepts 5 minutes early, we have to halacha.
No, means accepting it with baruch Hu, or accepting it. That's just preventive.
So they pass mizmor or shir, I think.
Yes, like Kabbalah Shabbos. That's right.
But I still could daven mincha if I didn't say.
Yeah, but usually mizmor shir is after shkia.
Not really.
Okay, oinig Shabbos. So until now we were learning about kavod Shabbos. Kavod Shabbos is bathing. Setting the table, setting your bed, making your bed, and doing all that. Oinig Shabbos. Oid mikvayra Shabbos la'angoy de achila v'shtig v'yichotem. Oinig is that I should look forward to Shabbos because it's a day which is an enjoyable day. Which means there should be some type of food or drink that you're waiting for Shabbos to be able to eat that food. If you have everything during the week, maybe we should do what Rabbi Tabor does. The first 10 minutes, no questions.
Thursdays when we have 10 minutes.
Okay. That's
the point.
That's why he says.
No, that was not the point.
That's why he says 10 minutes. But okay, anyways. So if you have everything during the week. Whoa, Gashi, I didn't mean to get into a discussion, man. Either you listen to it or don't listen to it. You don't have to create a shit on. Okay, so Oinik is to enjoy it. So if you have everything you want during the week, then what are you waiting for Shabbos for? What are you looking forward to for Shabbos? What special thing on Shabbos? So this would be something that you want that you wait for Shabbos. Yesh mitzvah l'chabdei kvar mimei achol. There's a mitzvah ready from the weekday to prepare for Shabbos. Ayma shegam mitzkil sashvu, from the beginning of the week, yesh mitzvah l'zkar sashabbos, to remember Shabbos. Right, the Pasuk says, Zachar Zvayim HaShabbos. There's two Pasuk, Zachar Zvayim HaShabbos and Shomer. So Zachar, I can already, from Sunday, when I see something good, I say, no, this I'm putting aside. For Shabbos, you're already being the kind of mitzvah of Zachar Zvayim HaShabbos. The Chofetz Chaim says that during the week, when you learn Hilchos Shabbos, so you do things in the house to prevent you from Chilul Shabbos, that's your kind of mitzvah Shomer. You're watching, you're preventing yourself from being Oivan Yisurim. So Shabbat and Friday, you go around, you put a cover on the lights. You You do different things, so they shouldn't come to be Oiva on Shabbos. It's kind of a Shama. So we were talking about Oinik. The Tzrichim L'dash comes in. Nice of Shalom Kitzuvim Lai. Everyone's Mizainis, your support is cut of set. May Rosh Hashanah from Rosh Hashanah. Chut me to Shabbos V'yantiv. Okay, and in the comments, but it's us, Luchma Shabbos. Let's just put this in a bottom line. It means, what it means is that the money you spend for Shabbos, the money that you have and you spend for Shabbos, that, Akash Baruch says, I'll pay you back. Or, the Lashon of this love will borrow, but it means you can only borrow if you have a way to pay it back. If you don't have a way to pay it back, you cannot borrow. Because you can end up going into chayvus, and that's going to be worse.
Is that Zachar or Shomer?
Chazal. Love all
I. That means that if you have the money to buy and you buy something, you're going to get like an additional Shomer?
I don't know if you can find another $100 in your pocket.
But it will get back to you somehow?
So what does it mean?
What does it say?
I don't know how it works.
Where's your weight?
I mean, yeah, it says it's crazy, you get whatever's on Shomer and then whatever.
Okay.
Yes
or no? Limits. Like nothing
yeah.
Should be there. Yeah. Like, yeah. Someone can make a meal for 30 guys every week. No, shouldn't do that for other reasons. Fine. Okay. Mechlal, okay. Mechlal covered Shabbos, including Shabbos, and Oinik Shabbos, Lechol Sudase Be'erev L'Te'avon. Should eat the Suda with an appetite. So this all you can eat on Friday is again is not doesn't stem exactly with halacha. Because on Friday you're not supposed to eat all you can eat. You should come into Shabbos not hungry, not starving, because that's also not proper for Shabbos. You should come in with an appetite to want to eat, not that you ate all day.
Isn't that regarding all meals? You're not supposed to
eat
out by
two,
you know?
Yeah, but for sure for Friday night. Okay. Okay. Tamel coin to Mishpura's on Shabbos.
But you could taste it before, okay. No?
What?
You're supposed to taste it before Shabbos.
Make sure it's good, right?
Yes, yes. Taste.
How are we
going to
fast on a Friday?
Yeah, that's a good question.
The one is
fast. That's a good question. There's one tiny that we fast on Friday.
Just had it.
Right, Tavis. The Chassam Sefer says because since on a Sarva Tavis we're getting donned up if the Beis Midrash shouldn't be built this year and by us fasting, that's our chance of getting it. What? Tavan Shabbos also. Right. Right. So it's Mamsha, it's a Simchafa, so maybe you could say it's anything Friday. He's asking, you come in to Shabbos starving. Other than it.
Other than a
Shabbat. Is that true? It's only because of the Cheshbon or because... Okay.
It's not correct.
Okay, so now again, so including this, you should come into Shabbos with appetite to eat. Therefore, okay, so it goes like this. On Erev Shabbos, what does he say here? You should not start to eat a suda on Erev Shabbos close to Shabbos in order that you may be able to eat the suda Shabbos by Erev Lete Oven. Now, what's called Samach to Shabbos? After the ninth hour. These fancy calendars, the Bina Leitim calendars with all the Zmanim, so you'll see there's a square there that says when is the latest you can eat on Friday to sit down to a Suda. When's the latest on Friday to sit down to a Suda? Which is by the ninth hour. So now,
3 o'clock.
It's not always 3 o'clock.
Half hour before Shabbos, then 9.
What constitutes a suda?
What's that in England?
So what constitutes a suda? A suda is for sure a suda that you're not used to eating. For washing, to wash.
So you can still tie them out with herring.
Yeah, a little bit of herring.
I mean, tamel means you just put it on your tongue and you spit it out.
People that are machmir.
You don't want to go to Shabbos starving, right? You have a lot of slices of pizza to be washed. Is that considered?
You know what? So maybe it's got a broken egg. He doesn't want packer, but it's throughout the day. Okay, we have to go through a more front stick. Maybe we'll talk about it Sunday or maybe tomorrow.